This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It's Friday. That's when we do 4 minutes of live business news analysis we call the Weekly Wrap. Joining me today are Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal and Catherine Rampell from The New York Times. Hey, guys.
Hey, Lizzie.
Hey, Lizzie.
So I want to start with the president and whether he tipped his hand about who he wants to run the Fed. Let's listen.
I have a range of outstanding candidates. You've mentioned two of them, Mr. Summers and Mr. Yellen, Ms. Yellen.
Mr. Yellen? What happened there? Catherine, you go first.
I think it's an unfortunate slip of the tongue, especially given a lot of the discussion about how gender has influenced perceptions of the two candidates. I don't know that it necessarily means anything about any new information about which candidate he might be leaning toward. The general perception seems to be that Larry Summers is the front runner, but I'm a little hesitant to read the tea leaves too much into this Freudian slip.
Sudeep, am I crazy? Is it a Freudian slip or, you know, is Summers his guy?
I actually thought President Obama was working very hard not to make any news during that press conference about the Fed chairman. So he was trying to avoid getting into that, so he obviously forgot some of the basics, including the gender of one of his leading candidates. But the most important issue here is Janet Yellen is the safe choice for the Fed chairmanship. Larry Summers is certainly an incredibly smart economist, but investors don't know much, if anything, about his monetary policy views. And so that's the thing that President Obama is going to have to weigh in the coming weeks, because the understanding of investors of these two officials is going to matter a lot if we ever normalize Fed policy in the coming years, because that's going to be a really important, critical part of getting out of this mess.
Catherine, are we at a point where this big food fight over the Fed might actually start to concern the markets?
I think the markets are already concerned. I mean, you've seen a lot of activity in the last couple of months over guesswork as to when the Fed will begin to taper its asset purchases. Again, a lot of reading of the tea leaves, a different set of tea leaves in this case. And it's possible that the Fed choice that Obama has coming could affect the markets in that respect. But again, that's still Bernanke's decision at this point, given that he has said that Fed policy on tapering would come later this year, which would still be under his purview.
Sudeep, let's move to the investigation into J.P. Morgan and that great big bet they made, the London Whale $6 billion trade. It looks like the trader may not be charged, but that J.P. Morgan could have to admit some responsibility here. That seems like a big change in the way banks are being maybe investigated by the government.
It certainly would be. When we've seen investigations in the past, banks, any firms, companies get to usually make a settlement by saying they neither admit nor deny wrongdoing. J.P. Morgan, if it were to admit that it was wrong, just say in some way that it was wrong in a formal investigation settlement, that would be a big step. Now, Jamie Dimon, the head of the bank, has already made some of these acknowledgments. But there's a bigger issue here that we hope that the government will get into is how do we know in real time that these big banks, our biggest financial institutions, aren't making disastrous bets that will bring down parts of the financial system. And that's the really critical issue that we have to get into.
All right, Catherine, we're running out of time, but I want to know, are Fannie and Freddie really going away? The president said, get rid of them.
Well, that's not exactly what the president said.
Privatized.
He said that the private sector should be the main backbone for lending in the mortgage market, but he still said that the federal government has a role to backstop that. And he's praised a Senate bill that would basically have the government still serve as some sort of reinsurer of some mortgage-backed securities, potentially charging for that service, but in a very scaled-down model. So it's not as if the federal government, if that's what you mean by the government-sponsored entities, Fannie and Freddie, which are now run by the federal government, It's not as if that's going to disappear entirely from the housing market.
All right, Catherine Rampell, Sudeep Reddy, thanks so much for joining me, guys.
Thanks, Lizzie.
Thanks.